it's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered.
Here we are.
What's down that highway?
Another hour of the Good Day program. This is an hour we call Beyond Good Day because often Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and I get off onto stories that have a point, mostly a good ending. Once in a while, there's something that is a little stiff. However, the stories today and tomorrow come to you from Ireland, and all kinds of stories about all kinds of things going on here. I'm really educating myself. I'm familiar with the British newspapers because I've been to Britain so many times.
The Guardian and blah, blah, blah.
Right, yeah, yeah. But here's a headline I thought was interesting. The headline reads, Bishops Declare Choose Life Month. And there are pictures of women protesting in, you know how the Catholic Church is so important. There's a big thing on Saturday here in Dublin, the March for Choice. There were a couple thousand women, and I'm reading one of the posters. My views on abortion are too complex and nuanced for a pithy slogan on a sign. That's what it says on the sign.
I like that.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, exactly. So the Irish Feminist Network, the Irish Choice Network, the National Women's Council of Ireland. There are lots of people who feel very strongly about this. Remember what I said earlier, that the Catholic Church is very much a part, very strong part of the social, religious, and it's very more demonstrative, I think, in Belfast than it is even here, because of, obviously, the clash between the Protestant and the Catholics and the history of the Catholic Church in Ireland versus the Protestants from England. And that's wherein the 25-year struggle was rooted. And at the end of it, as the fellow who gave me the guiding tour yesterday said, they had nothing at the beginning and they had nothing at the end. All those tens of thousands of people who were blown up. He brought me to some of the pubs that were blown up. I mean, there was no place you could go in Belfast for 25 years that was safe. And so what, at the end of the day, did they have to show for it? A lot of people did. And you look at the murals. We went to the part of town that, you know, basically is where the IRA lives. And there's a big wall that separates the two parts of the city, and it closes. There are 10 roads that go in back and forth between the two walls, I'm sorry, between the two parts of the city of Belfast. And the walls there are, of the 10 that open, there are 3 that close at midnight. 3 remain open all the time. But if you're on one of those roads, we're talking about some no man's land. If any of you remember what happened, I mean, there have been a number of gates, and there have been a number of walls that have been built over the years. You can use Israel as an example of that, I suppose. But the best one is the Berlin Wall. But again, there's a wall in North and South Korea. This wall is a very large steel edifice, and it goes around the roadway that separates these two parts of the community. And it's so stark, it is chilling to realize what went on there and to meet these people. Now you can go on either side, but you can still see that there's a hostility that exists. But they understand it's for the best of their country, because nobody would go. I mean, there were no businesses in Belfast. Nobody would open a business in Belfast, get blown up. Why would you do that? For 25 years, it was a wasteland. And so now, at least, there's some business and some industry coming back. The extraordinary thing about Belfast, at least as far as the waterfront is concerned, is what a rich history and heritage they've had, and the Titanic and all the things that were built by the H&W Steelworks. And they still exist, by the way. They're not building ships there anymore because labor's too expensive. The unions came in, the shipbuilding stopped, and the shipbuilding is now done in countries where labor is not this expensive. It just happens to be. But it really, you can see how the history of the community was built around shipbuilding and built around these people having to work together and live together. And then as we were listening earlier to how the country's independence came about earlier in the 19th century because of the protestations of people wanting to get away from the crown. And so, but it never really took effect in Northern Ireland the way it did in Southern Ireland. You get that, and you get the tenseness.
It's so amazing that for such a small country, there's so much diversity in beliefs.
Yeah, it really is an amazing. Yeah, but it's a great place.
I mean, it's the size of what? Texas, not even that big.
People
right?
are passionate there. People yeah. care. You know,
not
I mean,
even Texas. I'd say it's the size of
Colorado-ish.
Maybe Ohio.
Ohio. Okay.
Maybe Ohio.
Yeah, it's too big. Texas is bigger for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, right. No, it's not Texas.
You can easily drive.
At the Contarfa Castle. The castle itself goes back to 1307, which is kind of cool. And when they built the castle, they put these plugs in so we can do the broadcast. It's really cool. Who would have thunk back in 1307?
So forward thinking.
Yeah, very forward thinking. Here's something else that's going to help you think about. I'm looking at, they have the, over here, the usual expressions and concern about people and their health. I would say, generally speaking, people, even though they imbibe more here than they do in the States, there's a healthier... Yeah, there's plenty of healthy, heavy people. But for some reason, I just am thinking that folks here look healthier in general. And one of the benefits of that is realizing that, you know, you live a longer, happier life. How many of you want to live a short life? I mean, but the answer to that is nobody's going to raise their hand and say, oh, I don't want to live any longer, I'm done. So if you're purposeful about what you're doing with your life, or you're not happy where you are with your life and your body, you want to transform it, and there are a number of ways of doing it, thanks to the folks at Youngevity, who put together 94 different products that guarantee you'll get these essential nutrients into your body every day when you take it, so you can avoid the 900 diseases that claim the lives of 99% of the population of the world. 90 essential nutrients. Check out DougStephanTeam.com. I happen to be on that site right now. And as I click onto it, everybody's very happy with me because I have my iPad, Richie. And the story...
Yeah, now we just need to get you how to download apps.
Yeah, man.
Well, now you're great.
Yeah. The story of Pollen Burst, which is one of the products that's available from Youngevity, a natural burst of energy that lasts and lasts for hours, has vitamin D in it, very powerful. There's tangerine, same sort of thing. You can order all of these products. You can shop to your heart's content. If you belong to the Doug Steffen Good Day team, you not only get the stuff for yourself, but you can help other people and create a little business around it. So for everything that you sell, you'll make some money. It's a very neat recipe. Speaking of recipes, Doc Wallace's deadly recipe is one of the items that you can download here if you go to the website. Join the Doug Steffen team at DougSteffenTeam.com. Get yourself into the plan, and the healthy lifestyle plan is what you want to get into first. 855-309-TEAM, 855-309-8326. To start your... what we really were trying to do is get you invested in your health. Get yourself into optimum health by taking these nutrients every day. And as other people feel and see that you're much more sincere and interested in this sort of thing, it's authentic health that you're talking about, the minerals and the vitamins and that sort of thing. Other people will see how much good it's done for you, and they'll be wanting to know, hey, what's the story with that? And you can make a few bucks with them. A good business. It's DougSteffenTeam.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
I'm not big on to-do lists. Why waste time writing when I could be doing? So drop your pencil and gear up for fall with deals at John Deere, including $700 off both X700 Select Series tractors and the Gator XUV825i. Visit a participating John Deere dealer by October 26th. Some conditions apply.
For great deals on legendary, reliable John Deere equipment, visit your local dealer today or go to myjohndeeredealer.com to see current offers and find a participating dealer near you.
Now, 16 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm in Ireland for the next couple of days. Richie and Jennifer and Roberta in their usual stead. Joining me now is Lisa Hand, who's a political reporter for the Irish Independent. Lots of cynicism, the usual thing. What are politicians over here most vulnerable to? Other than themselves and their own stupidity.
Well, I mean, that's par for the course. Right. And, of course, they are oversensitive. Being
thin-skinned, is that
very
really?
Thin-skinned.
Thin-skinned, really?
Yes, yes. And we have an interesting setup, I suppose. Probably it's common with political reporters everywhere, is that you work in the same building as the people that you write about.
Mm-hmm.
So, and our Parliament building is, you know, is fairly small. It's a bit like a small Irish
village.
So
you're rubbing shoulders with them all the time.
You know, if I, and I mean, my job is basically to get terribly sarcastic about the more stupid things they do.
Mm-hmm.
So
they've lost
to
write about.
Listen, I'm never short of material. I mean, it really is. It's just like one long comedy sketch, really.
Right. Uh-huh.
But it means I'm going to bump into, you know, some of our senior politicians on the corridor. They're normally walking down with a copy of my newspaper under their arm and a thunderous expression on their face. And, you know, it can be quite interesting sometimes.
Do they get nasty with you?
Some of them take it personally. And
really?
Yeah, some of them might take it personally.
They ever threaten you?
No. I mean, no. For a start, I'm sort of 6 foot tall. And
yes, you are.
They're fairly,
right.
You know, with a fairly fierce expression. So
uh-huh.
They kind of need to be brave to do that now.
Uh-huh.
So most of them take it in the spirit, in the spirit to which, you know, they know it's business, not personal. But, yeah, I have been hauled across the coals by a few of the more irate ministers.
And how do they do that? How does that take place?
Well, I mean, they normally like to, maybe to. There's nothing as polite as say, maybe, you know, bringing me into an office and having a quiet word. They normally like to do it in the middle of the corridor.
I'm never going to talk to anybody from your newspaper again.
The very thing, you could have been there. So, you know, but I mean, you just have to keep calm and, you know, I generally find addressing them by their title usually calms them down fairly quickly. I mean, our Parliament being mostly male.
Mm-hmm. Why is that, by the way?
Oh, how long do you have? I mean, we could
go back. A couple of minutes, yeah.
Hey, okay, to explain gender politics in Ireland in 2 minutes, that's some
job. Give us a rub for a 60-second
Saturday. Well, I mean, it's historic is that Parliament has been dominated by men since the foundation of the state.
It's a man's world.
It's a man's world.
Mm-hmm. What about this event? I was just talking about this event on Saturday. The women's rights groups.
Oh, yes.
How well received is that here?
Well, issues such as divorce and abortion have been hot issue topics in Ireland, really,
because the mainstay of the Catholic stranglehold on religion.
The Catholic Church certainly had a stranglehold on religion. Now, things really have changed an awful lot. There has been a great separation of church and state. And about 92, 93, we really started to get our act together in a secular way. And, I mean, my God, you could actually go out and you could buy contraceptives.
You couldn't prove that by looking at this newspaper today. Maybe this is the other newspaper, so that's maybe the problem, huh?
Well, you know, that's the kind of stern newspaper record and so on. But, you know, things have liberalized enormously now here. They really have. We've still got a hell of a long way to go. But, you know, it would be enormously helped by trying to get more women into politics.
Well, how do you do that?
Well, I think the first thing you have to do is maybe turn it into half a decent working day. Because the way
they work at night.
Structured here, we've got an awful lot of night sittings where votes are taken late at night. And if you're, say, between about 25 and 40, chances are you may be married or you may have small children and of course that's just childcare arrangements become difficult. We don't have any inbuilt creche facilities in our Parliament where, you know, at least you could have the kids minded. So a lot of women actually are very, very wary about going into politics simply for the reasons that as the primary...
But the men don't want the women in politics, so they'll keep doing what they're doing in order to, most of them, not all of them, in order to avoid that reality, right?
Well, you know, we're trying to kick against this at the moment. You know, the sisterhood are on the march, and we're going to change that. They've introduced gender quotas now, so beware of the Irish women on the march.
All right, there you go. Jennifer... Irish women on
like
the march.
Watch out for it. You're all welcome.
Raise a hand from the Irish Independent here on Good Day at 21 after the hour.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Music.
I went deep cut on you.
This is the band, the man who's from Belfast, Van Morrison. I love this.
Yeah.
Often in his music, you can hear the names of streets in Belfast. He writes and sings about a lot of things that are certainly germane to his history and his heritage. But he and U2 are obviously the pride of music when it comes to Ireland. I don't know. U2 is not a Belfast group, though.
Dublin,
yeah. Yes.
You're in their homeland right now.
I am, yes. And then there's Enya, and I confess to not remembering about Enya.
Oh, Enya was kind of this ethereal...
It's bath music.
Yeah. With the candles on.
Bath by yourself or bath with somebody else?
Both.
Wow. Really? Huh.
Hugely popular.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I have a Bing Crosby.
Oh, well, of course, Bing Crosby.
Oh, Danny boy.
Pretty corny.
The pipe.
The Bingster.
The
pipe.
The guy's got a buttery voice,
falling.
Man.
Certainly did. All right, so it's 25 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. A couple of items of interest from the website today that I think ought to be items for conversation. As history made over the weekend in Rhode Island, Ron Wallace became the first person to grow a one-ton pumpkin this year.
Wow.
He shattered the world record at the giant pumpkin weigh-in at the Topsfield Fair up in Massachusetts. Largest pumpkin, which, by the way, is a fruit. You knew that, right? The pumpkin is actually
seeds are
a
on
fruit.
The inside.
Yeah. There have been a huge amount of buzz about this pumpkin. It's called the Freak 2. And the fact that they were able to get it up there.
Look at this thing.
The Topsfield Fair is the Super Bowl of pumpkin weigh-offs. You can see the picture on the story at DougSteffen.com. The digital readout danced around 2,000 pounds. 2009, I think, is when everything was settled, 2009.
How did they move this thing without breaking it?
Well, you have to be very careful. You use forklifts, put on the back of a flatbed truck, and put some a couple of good straps on it to hold it down. 6 years ago, he had a big pumpkin, but not this big. $10,000 he got. $10,000.
Wow.
The record before was 1,843 and a half pounds.
How many years does it take to grow a one-ton pumpkin?
No, you don't. They're annual. They're gone. At the end of this, they freeze up and be gone.
Go fast.
They have to plant them early in the season. And then after, you know, like I remember the year that I had it was a big to-do about...
you had a big pumpkin not too long ago, didn't you?
Yeah, when I had a contest with Tommy Hansen, my friend. And I put more manure on mine than his, so mine grew better than his.
Hmm. Listened to Good Day. That's a lesson to you kids.
Right, exactly, yes.
Wow.
All right, so also at DougSteffen.com today, if you didn't do anything interesting this past weekend, maybe you'll plan this for next weekend. I suppose the pumpkin contest is one thing. Maybe you watched a football game. Maybe you went for a long fall jog. Here's a fellow named Jeff Snyder. Jeff Snyder ran a marathon across the Grand Canyon. And you say to yourself, huh? He did it to raise money for pediatric cancer research. It's a cause close to his heart because his 12-year-old daughter, Kennedy, has a rare form of spinal cord cancer. She's been fighting it since having been diagnosed with it at the age of 2. So 10 years he and his family have been all over that. They formed a foundation that awards grants to scientists working in this area of cancer research. His Grand Canyon run was part of an endeavor this weekend to benefit another cancer organization, Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation, which is in need of money for this fellow. I guess Alex or somebody in his family has started this. Anyway, this guy raised $74,000 for the organization over the weekend. And you can see how it looks. I think that there are so many people. This highlights something that I'm so pleased and happy to be able to do, and we don't have enough of it. How many really great giving people there are in the world? How many great stories are there like this? Every single day, every week, every weekend, every month, every year, you find that people have a devotion to stuff like this, and they follow through on it. So congratulations to this guy. And maybe he will be an inspiration to other people trying to do the same thing. You think it's easy to do a marathon across the Grand Canyon? Check the story out, and you'll see it ain't so easy. 29 after on Good Day.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
It's that time of the year again. The kids are back to school and the bills are pouring in. Tuition, books, supplies, new clothes, the list goes on and on. Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, here to tell you about a great mortgage that will help you get it all done within your personal budget. The Quicken Loans exclusive Yorgage. And the rate is as low as 2.75%. APR 3.47%. Yorgage. Folks, it sounds different because it is different. With a Yorgage from Quicken Loans, you pick the term that best fits your needs. Anywhere from 8 to 29 years. That's the...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
We have 33 past the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I'm in Dublin at the Carntoft Castle, which is really kind of a cool place in many different ways. They had three weddings here over the weekend, Jennifer. And apparently they have 100 weddings a year in this place.
Wow.
If you go to our Facebook page and look at the picture of Doug sitting at the table during the broadcast.
The wall is amazing.
That, yeah, I guess it's background. Not a sculpture, but it is a sculpture.
It's one of those. How would you, Livisa, Victoria, is that made? What is this sculpture made of?
It looks like stone.
Is it metal or stone or what? Is it a cast? It's a cast.
It's like a cast stone. Yeah. Mural. Right.
Yeah. It's beautiful, though.
And it's gorgeous.
Events that would have taken place here 1,000 years ago.
Amazing.
Yeah,
you should carve your name in before you leave, Doug.
Really? How about? Can I put my name on this in magic marker or something somewhere?
Sharpie.
Magic
Where's
marker?
Your Sharpie?
Yeah, by Sharpie.
Doug Steffens was here.
One of the headlines in the Irish Times this morning has to do with climate policy. Energy efficiency, the government is big on to this. They have offered big money in the form of tax relief for a think tank to come up with some new ideas. Pretty much the same kind of stuff as we have, the carbon tax discussion at home and public policy and whether or not it's a good idea or a bad idea. I find it interesting. One of the columns underneath this story suggests that time is running out to achieve emissions cuts. How long have we been hearing that in the States, that story, whether it's a song and dance or not? But I always love going. Wherever I go in the world, I learn a lot more about, obviously, the reason for going is to learn about that area. But also you can learn some interesting things. Jennifer and I were talking about this earlier, how you can learn more about what's going on in America sometimes by being outside of America, mm-hmm. Because there's so much attention to foolishness at home and not to what the real news is. So for that, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for being able to come over here. I'm always thankful when I take a trip to be able to understand. I take, what, two or three of these a year, usually, Richie, to go for anything from 2-3 days to a week to just talk about what's going on in these areas, because Americans are notoriously slow when it comes to understanding what's going on in the rest of the world and notoriously uninterested. For as much as the world has become so small, only 30% of the people in our country have a passport. I would venture to guess there isn't one person in Ireland doesn't have a passport. It's just amazing.
Well, Europe is so different because it's so easy to go to another country.
It's like going state to state here.
Right, it is. Yeah. It's for me in Virginia, it's like going to Pennsylvania. I mean, it's that easy.
It is, that's true. Yep. All right, in a moment we're going to meet Mark O'Toole, who runs the largest men's website. Right, not sure he runs it, but he'd be happy to take credit for it if that's how he can get away with it. But he's involved with a big men's website.
I see. Sports, beer, and girls attached to this website somehow.
Okay, so we'll see in which order those things come up, Richie, as we continue here on Good Day from Ireland.
Scott needs some new tires, but doesn't know Walmart has the brands he's looking for great low prices. So I call him.
Hi, this is Scott.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Why is it important to have new tires for the winter?
Because if you don't, it's hard to get up the driveway.
What are the top brands in your mind?
I'm looking at Goodyear. I'm looking at Michelin. I'm looking at Bridgestone.
Did you know Walmart has those brands? They even have some Goodyear on rollback.
Can I need to hang up right now so I can go buy some tires?
That's great. Head to Walmart.com to find your local Walmart's tire and Lube Express. And with Walmart's tires on demand, you can get 10,000 other tires and wheels on the top brands within 48 hours. See for yourself.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-428-3400 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-428-3400. That's 1-800-428-3400. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Paul Winslow, Second Class Petty Officer, United States Navy.
We were there over Christmas one time and still had our Christmas party on the ship. We had 500 in our crew, and we all collected money. Instead of giving gifts, we gave it to a party for young little kids, orphans, and we had a Christmas party for them aboard the ship. And they had turkey dinner and a whole full. They had a full meal, and that was pretty nice because they. It wasn't all bad. It was all pretty good, I think.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
21 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program from Ireland. Mark O'Toole is involved in the largest men's website, and he and Richie have been talking before we got him on the air, and now Rich is all excited. Jennifer feels like she's been left on the side of the road someplace.
Hey, I love two things about Ireland, men and beer. So.
Really?
I like it.
I just went to Mark's website, which is joe.ie, just J-O-E dot I-E. Jennifer, you have to go there and see the article about Irish lads failing to measure up.
Yeah, I can't really speak for myself on that one. I have some serious issues with the veracity of that
Does
study.
Does this happen often?
hey, it's what you do with it that counts, you know?
That's all we'll say about that story.
Yeah, that's quite enough, thank you. All right, so, Richie, what else do you know? Actually, what we were talking about here, what Mark and I were talking about, was this mural. You mentioned this several times this morning, which depicts a battle that took place here in Dublin. How many years ago?
Over 1,000 years ago. It is the famous Battle of Clontarf, where the last High King of Ireland, Brian Boru, who was really the last United King of Ireland, represented the four provinces of Ireland, Leinster, Ulster,
before
Ulster,
Ulster separated out.
Well, you know, Ulster, there's still three counties in Ulster that are part of the Republic of Ireland, but this was a big battle where basically the Vikings had came in, they'd overtaken Ireland, they were going to rule it completely. Brian Boru, there was a showdown.
Excuse me.
There was a showdown went down, and Brian Boru pretty much kicked a bit of butt in that. And
kicked a bit of Viking butt.
Kicked a bit of Viking butt. He died himself, actually.
Can you say that? Let's hear that again. He kicked what? Tell me.
Kicked a bit of Viking butt.
Viking butt.
But, no, he was the last High King of Ireland, but the thing was, his son and his grandson, both his heirs, died in that battle, so the lineage died out in that battle, even though he did break the Viking hold on Ireland.
So everybody in the family got killed, but the Vikings were sent running.
Yeah, it was kind of
back to their ships,
a win-lose situation, really.
Yeah, right.
But speaking of battles, I know you wanted to talk to me a bit about Irish sport. I can't let you away. What happened yesterday, guys? How did Europe come back?
Oh, man.
You're asking me? I haven't had a golf club in my hand for 40 years.
The Ryder Cup on Saturday, Doug, the United States was well ahead, and it looked like a lock. And then Europe came back yesterday, and bang, here it is. Bang, zoom, pow.
And two boys from Northern Ireland,
That Rory McIlroy is something else, man.
Yeah, we've been covering it heavily on the site today, but it was absolutely fantastic. And obviously, if
how do you cover it? Who's covering it? And what's your attitude or approach to it? There's a lot of these websites, whether it's this, there are plenty of these sorts of websites around, not just necessarily here, but around the world. People are developing specialty programming, if you will. And so this unabashedly is aimed at men here, younger men.
When you go to joe.ie, here's what you get. Joe.ie. It's man stuff.
Uh-huh.
Well, this is it. Like, I mean, and it's weird too. We don't try to be particularly all the time beer, girl, and sports, although there is a lot of that. You know, the Irish male has kind of changed a lot over the last few years, particularly since the 1990s. We've become a lot more kind of liberal, a lot more free with our emotions. It's not kind of the old stereotype of the guy at the bar sitting there all day, not talking to anyone. You know, we're able to open out now, you know?
Open. Are there women who are subscribed? There must be women who are subscribed.
Oh, yeah, quite a lot of women actually like it.
I'm subscribing now because I'm reading this article about Irish lads failing to measure up. Apparently, I'd like to go to the Congo or Iceland, by the way.
not South Korea, though.
Yeah, spend no time in Korea.
Yeah, that's funny.
No. And who's responsible for this research, by the way?
Well, it's the University of Ulster professor that was quoted in it. So I'm going to have to check out and just see that he's done his proper research.
Okay.
I have my doubts.
There's a fascinating story. Well, not a fascinating, an interesting story has caught my news that Clint Eastwood apparently is going to film a movie in Ireland, and everybody's all excited about that.
Hmm. Yeah, well, obviously John Ford is one of the great Irish-American directors, and Clint Eastwood was given the inaugural John Ford Award for services to Irish American films, and obviously Million Dollar Baby, I think, too. He spoke a bit of Irish in that, and I know you had Micheál O'Mahertig on earlier, who is, by the way, the Howard Cassell of Irish.
Of Ireland, yeah, I can tell that. Very gentle guy, though.
But Clint Eastwood, apparently his mother's side of the family is from Monaghan in North Ireland, and he wants to film a movie here at some stage, and, you know, the guy's such a class act, such a great director.
Happy
to have him here.
I
suppose the thing is about our side and about Irish males is we're not just trying to pander to the lowest common denominator.
There's a lot of stuff here. They have motors,
world affairs, all kinds of stuff.
DIY, entertainment, health, rugby, football news.
So Tom Kreidler could post his stuff for the home. We have a guy that does a show called The Money Pit that's associated with us.
Yep.
And it's all about home improvement.
How to change a tap. Is
that tap on a keg?
Well, I'm not a DIY guy with the site, so I suppose you'd probably have to look other ways for me. But the thing is, too, and I think one of the reasons that the site appeals to a lot of people is if you go over to Ireland and if you go into a pub, what we're trying to aim at is the kind of tone is
the conversation you
the conversation
have
in a pub, because if you come over to Ireland, you're not necessarily going over to, you know, see specific sites, although that might be part of it. You're coming over to meet the people. That's the main thing about Ireland. You're coming over to have a chat in the pub, and then a couple of weeks back we had 30,000 Americans came over for a college football game. It was Navy versus Notre Dame.
Yes.
Notre Dame pretty much hammered Navy. I was at the match. It was fantastic. But afterwards, all the Navy servicemen, all the fans, they went out and they went to Irish pubs to have a chat, to speak to people. And yeah, a lot of, from what I saw, a lot of the Irish girls came out that night to meet some of the American Navy servicemen.
Really?
But, although I'm disappointed in you guys, there was no cheerleaders. None of the cheerleaders were out. I was totally disappointed.
Yeah, you have to have the NFL over there for that.
Yeah.
All right, so I see a video here called Obama's 99 Problems. Apparently, somebody has lifted Obama's speech moments from speeches over the last 4 years and put it to Jay-Z's 99 Problems. So that brings up the question, what do you guys think of American politics today?
Well, it's quite funny, actually. Our politics is a tiny bit more staid over here. It's not as theatrical, not as entertaining, I think.
Yeah.
But also in the same way, kind of you look at the Republican field this year, and I know there's some criticism in the States in terms of, you know, the overall quality of the field. Why isn't Mark Rubio in there? Why isn't Jeb Bush maybe getting a mention there, mm-hmm. guys, that could possibly attack Barack Obama in terms of some policies? But we looked at the American field this year, Rick Santorum, Rick Perry, obviously Mitt Romney, and not one of them would be able to be elected in Ireland. There's a lot more it's a lot more centralized here in Ireland. There is not so much middle ground, and that goes back to the state's beginning.
You're either a Protestant or a Catholic.
Well, we're not.
Not literally,
not
but.
Like, certainly down here in the South, there would have been a Catholic hegemony. There would have been a dominance of opinion in terms of nationalist and Catholic.
Uh-huh.
But the political divide in Ireland isn't left and right wing. The political divide was formed in the Civil War in 1921,
mm-hmm.
Just over Civil War politics, what level of independence we were willing to accept. So both our main political parties over the past 80 years of the state's history are centre-right parties, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. So there's not really that much divergent opinion. So we look over at the states, and it's like the Jerry Springer of politics. that's what we're watching, and we enjoy it, and we've been covering a lot.
Jerry, by the way, is not Irish.
He's not Irish, no?
Not Irish, no.
Oh, that's disappointing.
He comes he comes from a county south of here called Israel.
County south.
Well, you do know we claim Muhammad Ali and Barack Obama now, don't you?
That's right.
I'm deadly serious.
Obama.
That's it. He lost the apostrophe somewhere. He's from a one. Apparently, Obama.
You didn't claim Osama though.
No, we'll stay away from him. we'll stay well away from him. But no, Barack Obama is from ancestors were from one horse town, literally Moneygall in County Offaly, really small place. And Muhammad Ali was over about 3 years ago. I was covering the event for a former station I was working for at the time, and he was made a free man of Ennis in County Clare, lovely part of the world. Literally he was shown around his old house where I think his name was O'Grady or Grady,
something like that, really.
Who was a shoemaker in Ennis who moved over to the States, made his fortune there, and then years later, like, obviously Muhammad Ali, greatest boxer of all time. He's got to have a bit of Irish in him somewhere.
Joe.ie.
Good stuff.
Thank you. Good to talk to you. Mark O'Toole here on Good Day.
Thanks, guys.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. That's because 70% of teens who abuse prescription drugs get them from family and friends. Even more shocking, prescription pain relievers have contributed to more overdose deaths than street drugs like cocaine and heroin. Safeguard your medicine and talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. Visit drugfree.org to learn more. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
Scott needs some new tires, but doesn't know Walmart has the brands he's looking for great low prices. So I called him.
Hi, this is Scott.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Why is it important to have new tires for the winter?
Because if you don't, it's hard to get up the driveway.
What are the top brands in your mind?
I'm looking at Goodyear. I'm looking at Michelin. I'm looking at Bridgestone.
Did you know Walmart has those brands? They even have some Goodyear on rollback.
I need to hang up right now so I can go buy some tires.
That's great. Head to Walmart.com to find your local Walmart's tire and Lube Express. And with Walmart's tires on demand, you can get 10,000 other tires and wheels on the top brands within 48 hours. See for yourself.
Back tomorrow in London, good day, in Ireland.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Quarter of the year is done. Time to start the final quarter. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. Hard to believe, but today really is October 1st, the start of the fourth quarter of 2012, or 2012. Whatever, let's not start that debate again. Not only is today October 1st, it's the first Monday in October, which means the U.S. Supreme Court opens its annual term today. Can I get a gavel to bring the court to order, please? Thank you. Thomas Goldstein is publisher of SCOTUSblog.com.
The justices are moving from the frying pan right into the fire.
Oh, yeah? How so?
They are tackling some of the most difficult legal questions of the day.
You don't say.
Probably the biggest term in at least a decade.
And some of those key cases include issues such as affirmative action, voting rights, and same-sex marriage. The justices are also expected to take up a critical case that could decide whether American judges have the authority to hear lawsuits involving human rights
rights atrocities in other countries. As big as these cases seem to be, they do pale in comparison to the biggest case the Supreme Court ruled on during its last term, namely their ruling which upheld the constitutionality of the health care reform law. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me?
What? Why would you...
There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
It's a new week on Wall Street. The markets were down last Friday, the Dow finishing up September with a 49-point drop to 13,437. S&P down 6. NASDAQ lost 20 points. Oil prices were up on Friday, 34 cents a barrel, finishing at $92.19. Carmageddon 2. So, how did it go?
Thank you, Los Angeles. The 10-mile closure of the nation's busiest highway was a resounding success.
That's Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, very pleased with the results of a major construction project, the demolition of a bridge that forced the weekend closure of one of the busiest freeways in the country. And the mayor says things wrapped up earlier than scheduled, with both sides of the 405 freeway reopening long before this morning's 5 a.m. scheduled time. We've got a recall for you. That's the sound of popcorn. Gourmet popcorn retailer Dale and Thomas out of Englewood, New Jersey, voluntarily recalling more than a dozen flavors of its Popcorn Indiana brand due to possible listeria contamination. This popcorn was sold in red bags, has sell-by dates between February and March of next year. Your choice, return to popcorn or throw it away. Let's talk golf for a moment. The Ryder Cup team competition, the U.S. against Europe, played at Medina Country Club in Illinois. The U.S. had a big lead entering the final day yesterday, but somehow the U.S. lost.
It was certainly a difficult loss. I think any Ryder Cup loss is difficult.
That's the U.S. captain, Davis Love III. Pure and simple, the U.S. choked. And that includes Tiger Woods, who didn't win a single point in this Ryder Cup. Congratulations to Europe. Business at the box office over the weekend.
You're not going to believe this, but Dad is letting me go out on my own to see a human villain.
What? Whoa.
And guess who Dad is? Dracula, voiced by Adam Sandler. The animated comedy Hotel Transylvania tops in theaters this past weekend with $43 million in its debut. And finally, Justin Bieber launched his Believe tour this past Saturday night in Glendale, Arizona, but something happened on stage that's worth talking about. You can go to YouTube and find clips of this all over the place. It was during this song, Out of Town Girl, that Justin, well, regurgitated right there on stage. You know, barf, upchuck, puke, he threw up. Bieber would later blame it on drinking milk before taking the stage. Justin made a quick exit to get a few more heaves out of the way, and then he returned, immediately apologizing to the crowd, and then asking repeatedly if his fans still loved him. Yes, we love you just the same. Even though you're throwing up all over the stage. He throws up, fans go wild. Last time I lost my lunch, my wife handed me a mop. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Stephens, good day.
And sometimes you.
How about we try Nan in Cody, Wyoming, listening to Good Day there. Hi, Nan. How are you today?
I am just ducky. How about yourself?
I am quacking as we speak. Can we quack together? You quack, I'll quack. Go ahead, you quack first.
Quack. Grabbing your attention and holding it hostage all morning long.
You guys are quackers.
Doug Stephens, good day.
Hey, this is Steve Schultz, and you've been hearing top radio personalities talk about longevity and how people are getting healthy and making an income at home. You see, I've built a seven-figure income by just following this simple program to success, and I'm putting on a free seminar to share the secret with you. Now, think about this. Do you know anyone that wants to lose weight or maybe get healthy? How about saving money on items that they're already purchasing and get paid while they do it? Of course you do. The system is so simple, and it works. Don't miss my 90 for Lifestyle Tour, Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or you can call 877-279-9422. Hundreds of thousands of people are already working the simple system, and you should too. That's Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422.